Kemet Radio.
Writing was a sacred and godly practice to the ancient Egyptians. Carved in stone and written on papyrus is a whole world of wisdom, tales of great people, journeys to the afterlife, and much more. Join us as we unravel the scroll and decipher the hieroglyphics to discover ancient Egyptian literature. The Great Dispenser of Pleasure, written on the papyrus of Chester Beatty I. The First Mansion, sister without rival, most beautiful of all. She looks like the star goddess rising at the start of the good new year. Perfect and bright, shining skin, seductive in her eyes when she glances, sweet in her lips when she speaks, and never a word too many. Slender neck, shining body, her hair is true lapis. Her arm gathers gold, her fingers are like lotus flowers. Ample buttocks, tight waist, her thighs extend her beauty, shapely in stride when she steps on the earth. She has stolen my heart with her embrace. She has made the neck of every man turn round at the sight of her. Whomever embraces her is happy. He is like the head of lovers, and she is seen going outside like that goddess, the one goddess. The Second Mansion. My brother overwhelms my heart with his words. He has made sickness seize hold of me. Now he is near the house of my mother, and I cannot even tell that he has been. It is good of my mother to order me like this. Give it up out of your sights. See how my heart is torn by the memory of him. Love of him has stolen me. Look what a senseless man he is. But I am just like him. He does not realize how I wish to embrace him, or he would write to my mother. Brother, yes, I am destined to be yours. By the gold goddess of women, come to me. Let your beauty be seen. Let father and mother be glad. Call all my people together in one place. Let him shout out for you, brother. The Third Mansion. My heart thirsts to see her beauty, as I am seated at home with her. But I found Mehi on horseback on the road, with his men the seducers. I do not know if I should hold myself in front of him, or if I could pass him freely. River and road looked alike. I could not decide where to put my feet. You, my girl, are blissfully unaware of my passion. Why did you stroll in, Mehi? Look, if I pass Mehi, I'll tell him my circuits. So I am yours, I would tell him, and he would clamor at my name, appointing me to that head inner palace, the one with his followers. The Fourth Mansion. My heart bears itself instantly at the memory of your love. It does not let me walk like a person. It has strayed from its shelter. It does not let me put on a dress. I cannot even wrap my scarf. No call can be put on my eye. I am not anointed with oil. Don't stand there. Go into him. It tells me at each memory of him. Don't, my heart, be stupid at me. Why are you acting the fool? Sit, be cool. A sister has come to you. But my eye is just as troubled. Don't make people say of me, she is a woman fallen by love. Be firm each time you remember him. My heart, do not stray. The Fifth Mansion. I worship the gold goddess. I sing of her presence. I raise up the Lady of Heaven. I give adoration to Hathor. Praise to the mistress. I reported to her. And she heard my pleas. She ordered a mistress for me, and she has come herself to see me. What a great thing has happened to me! I felt overjoyed, ecstatic, great, when told, hey, she is there. Look, she has come. the amorous Arbode. So great is the love of her, I send my prayers to my goddess. She gave me the sister as a gift, 3 days to yesterday since my pleas. In her name, since she left me, is day 5. The 6th mansion. I passed by the front of his house, and found his door was open. Brother was standing beside his mother, and all his brothers were with him. Love of him steals the heart of any wayfarer. Perfect youth, none like him. Choicest brother, a miracle. He looked at me when I passed by, but I am too alone to cry out. How my heart races for joy, brother, when I can see. If only the mother knew my desire, if she would accept it at once. Gold goddess, yes, put it in her heart, so that I may rush to see the brother. I would kiss him in front of his staff. I would not cry tears for anyone. I would be happy that they realize that you are the one who knows me. I would make festivals for my goddess. My heart has escaped to go out, to let brother see me in the beautiful night, fully, in passing by. The 7th mansion. 7 to yesterday that I haven't seen sister, and sickness has entered deep into me. I have grown heavy in my limbs. My body has lost sense of itself. When the chief physicians came to me, my heart finds no relief in their remedies. And the ritual readers, there is no way through them. My sickness cannot be uncovered. Just like telling me, here she is my cure. Her name is what can raise me. The coming and going of her messengers is what can cure my heart. Being a brother is better for me than any medicine. It is more important to me than any prescription book. My health cure is her visit. Has she gazed, then I am well. Has she opened her eyes, then my body is young. Has she spoken, then I am strong. When I embrace her, she has banished harm from me. She has left me now 7 days. Ancient Egyptian Literature is a production of Kemet Radio. Visit on the web at kemetradio.net. Contact us at kemetradio@jebba.org. Kemet Radio is brought to you by Petajeba, Temple to Horus of Bekhtet, and non-profit organization for the reconstruction of ancient Egyptian culture. Visit Petajeba online at djeba.org.